Your ass is up. Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Leagues behind the glass. With you up until 5 a.m. So 3 hours, quick hit and run. With your favorite Theo. Lots to discuss. We'll try to get it in. If not, I'll be back at midnight. Again, number to join, 888-808-1019. We got March NCAA tournament basketball. St. John's a 5 seed. Carson Binge is that dude. Darren Muji continues to cook. Have the Giants fix their wide receiver room. But I'm going to get started with a tournament that I'm going to miss. Truly, truly miss. And that's the WBC. And there's two stars in this town. Former teammates that are catching flack. One for the right reasons, one for the wrong reasons. And I'm going to start with the one catching it for the wrong reasons. And that's Aaron Judge. And before I dive into it, here's what he had to say to reporters about the WBC and the World Series.
Honestly, it's been big. World Series, I was in this, the crowd here, the crowd we had when we played against Mexico, it's bigger and better than the World Series. It's just, like I said, the passion that these fans have representing their country, representing some of their favorite players, there's nothing like it. And that's what you dream of as a kid. I was playing in my backyard, playing wiffle ball, and this is the moments to dream of, big spots, big situations, and just it gives me chills right now thinking about how special that was. You know, I try to take a moment every game to kind of look around, appreciate the crowd, appreciate the moment, and it's just the best that we could do. Go out there and do it.
Haven't I been saying that? I said it last WBC. I said it this WBC. I said to all the schmucks out there that trashed the tournament, why don't you go experience it once? And then you can judge? And no, don't go see Israel versus Korea. Nothing like that. Nothing against Korea. I know they advanced, but you get the point. Go experience the atmosphere of the top teams against each other. Whether it's DRPR, DR America, Japan, Puerto Rico, whatever. Now you have Venezuela, United States later on today. I mean, U.S. gets a day off and Venezuela has to come right back around and play another game. You're going to tell me this tournament wasn't rigged for the United States? But I digress. Aaron Judge is 1,000% correct, and he must be a fan of Absolute Cintron because I've been saying that for a while about the WBC. The World Series is much like the Super Bowl. The playoffs, unbelievable. The lead up to get there. But the Super Bowl prices out the real fans. The NBA Finals in this town prices out the real fans. The World Series at Yankee Stadium prices out the real fans. The guy who goes to sit in the upper deck all season long, he ain't getting in the World Series. That fan brings it. The World Series at Yankee Stadium versus the Dodgers was boring. The crowds, boring. Corporate, boring. You could hear mice fart on the broadcast. Besides Joe Davis, the Dodgers, and Shohei Ohtani. But Aaron Judge is 1,000% correct. There is nothing like the atmosphere of the WBC. It's not even close. Now, would he have said that if he won the World Series? I don't know, because he doesn't know that feeling of winning a World Series here. He doesn't. He knows about losing it. He knows about dropping a fly ball in Game 5 at Yankee Stadium and everything unraveling. It's no shot. It just, that's what really happened. But Aaron Judge is 100% correct. And I'm not going to kill him. For quote-unquote exhibition, this atmosphere, even when I went in 2013, and even the last couple of them, It's out of this world. And the ratings have showed that. People have tuned in. And if Major League Baseball is smart, well, the baseball players are smart. I don't know if they can, but screw it. Let's throw it out there. We all know that next year, we're most likely not going to have baseball. So why the hell not run it back? Why not? Can they do it? I don't know the rules. I'm just putting it out there for fun because we're going to miss baseball. But Aaron Judge should not be killed for his comments. Aaron Judge is 100% correct. He finally got to feel what I've been saying for a long time, before I was at the fan and since I've been here. He finally got to feel what it's like. Every pitch, the crowd into it. Partying, a jungle, insanity. The passion, the love, the intensity. The celebrating. Because let's face it, Major League Baseball is boring. If you hit a home run and you trot, the pitcher takes a personal and will throw the ball at your head. In the WBC, if you hit a home run, you can do a backflip, moonwalk, somersault, twerk, have a shot of vodka rounding the bases, and it's allowed. It's all in good fun. It's a game that we all grew up playing as kids. It's a kid's game. And I've heard the calls into the station about Aaron Judge. I've seen some of the comments. What a disgrace to the Yankees. Disrespectful to the fans. He doesn't care. He's not a real captain. Yeah, he does care. And this WBC has made me a fan of Aaron Judge. Because he's one of the few that I saw care up until the semifinals when I saw other guys, Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, seen other guys joining the fray. Because there's a lot of guys, Bryce Harper, who don't care, who try to minimize the WBC. A word that's been thrown around here a lot, shell. Bryce Harper's been a shell for the Philadelphia Phillies. And he lied to everyone. Yes, Philly is crazy, but talk to me in July when they're playing the Marlins. Is that a crazy atmosphere? As opposed to when, you know, one of these big powerhouses play anybody and the crowd's insane. You saw the walk-off, the Juan Soto walk-off, the Austin Wells walk-off. Those are 10-1 games, 10-0 games, 10-run mercy rule games. There you go, I got it right. That's what those were. And yet, you would have thought it was the World Series Game 7 clincher. Here we go. Celebration of all celebrations. Because of the passion that the other countries have brought to this tournament. A passion I've been begging the American team to embrace instead of fighting it off like some plague. Embrace it. Some have. Some shouldn't have been there. And again, I have a newfound respect for Aaron Judge for what he said, because he's 100% correct. Now, again, will he feel the same way when he wins the World Series? We'll find out if he wins the World Series. We'll find out. But I 100% agree with Aaron Judge about the WBC, the atmosphere, the energy being bigger than the World Series. Did you watch Arizona, Texas? Was that exciting? That get you hyped up? Last year's World Series, I can't front. That was amazing. That was the greatest World Series I've ever seen. But how many times have we experienced that in our lifetimes? 86 was awesome as a Mets fan. There's been other World Series along the way. Minnesota, Atlanta, Game 7, when Jack Morris, I believe, pitched 10 innings. There's been classics. But Aaron Judge is talking about the atmosphere and energy of the fans. Every pitch, the energy, the excitement, the partying. We don't have that in the World Series. Especially in this town. Why? Because a lot of the time, the fans are priced out. It's gotten worse and worse. Now, I was lucky enough to be at, well, I don't know if you want to call it lucky. I've been to one World Series game in my life. That was Matt Harvey versus the Royals. Matt Harvey versus the Royals. That energy was insane for Harvey. And again, he pitched a hell of a game. 8 innings. The crowd chant, "We won Harvey, we won Harvey." He comes out for the 9th inning, and we all know what happened. But that crowd was nuts. We wanted to keep the series alive. I was lucky enough to get in the building. It wasn't crazy expensive. You compare the World Series ticket prices here, whether Yankee Stadium or Citi Field, whatever, or New York Stadium, doesn't matter, with the WBC prices. You get to see the elite of the elite for a fraction of the price. Trust me, I looked. I wanted to go. It was just last minute, not good. And I will be at the next one. There's no doubt in my mind. And Paulie Rosenberg, I've already invited him because he keeps minimizing it. You know, the glue around here saying it doesn't. It's an exhibition. It's a glory for exhibition. Nobody cares. When you go and you experience the atmosphere like I did in 2013, you change your mind. You'll walk out of there saying, "Holy crap, this was amazing." And I'm going to miss the WBC. It's nice to have it every 3 years because spring training baseball sucks. It's boring. It's the same old, same old. And the WBC has been a nice distraction because, let's face it, there's not much going on. The Knicks are, it's finals or bust. They've been playing great basketball. You know, you got NFL free agency, it comes and goes. The draft's right around the corner. St. John's in the tournament, so that's another good distraction for us around here. Something to look forward to. Hofstra, LIU, those teams are in the NCAA tournament. Opening days next week, so shout out to the WBC getting us there. But it's been awesome. From the Korean team doing the airplanes, to the Dominican Republic team dancing, partying, to the Puerto Rican team with the walk-off, to the fantastic U.S. win versus DR, which is a classic game, 2-1. Had a lot of drama. DR had every opportunity to win that game and couldn't capitalize. Fernando Tatis Jr. was the GOAT and not in a good way. Juan Soto had an opportunity to open up the game versus former teammate. Didn't get it done. Was called out on strike three as well, which wasn't strike three. And what are we doing? If we're implementing the ABS this year, coming up in Major League Baseball, what better time to try it with the intensity of the WBC? Why not have it? Now, the ump sucked. He called it wrong for both teams. Outside pitches were strikes. Strikes were called balls. Low pitches were called strikes. He was just horrible. He was off. He had a bad game. And Perdomo, that was an excellent, excellent take. You have people saying, "Well, you should have swung the bat." No, that was ball four. If you knew what he did last year, he was one of the most clutch players in the league in big moments. So I trust his eye the same way I trust Juan Soto's eye in spots like that. And yet this sucked. But I'm not going to kill Aaron Judge for saying what he said, because I agree with him. The energy and the passion of the WBC is unmatched. It just is. Now, could you sustain that for 162, or should I say 81 home games? It'd be nice if Major League Baseball said, "You know what? You're allowed to bring in these instruments and have fun, like the World Cup, like that." But I can see in the sixth inning somebody having too many cervezas and then taking the drum and smashing it over the opposing fan's head. There goes that. Because people don't know how to behave. But shout out to Aaron Judge for saying what he said. I agree with him. and this WBC, I become a fan of Aaron Judge because he kept it a buck. People want the truth. And then when you say the truth, they get killed for it. So shout out to Aaron Judge. And by the way, when we come back from break, there's another Yankee I'm rooting for this upcoming season. Last year was Stanton. I took a liking to Stanton, all the crap he's heard. There's another Yankee that I'm rooting for next season, along with my thoughts on what Juan Soto had to say.